Welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast, the podcast to help you ignite your action and help you reach your goals and far more than just health and wellness. Today, we'll be diving into the Advice to Our Past, Present, and Future Selves series. This is part two, Advice to Our Younger Selves College Era. If this episode resonates with you, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And always feel free to shoot us a DM on our socials or even an email. And the email will be listed on our description. As always, we are your co-hosts, Jason Hogarth and Izam Hadahat. Join us on this conversation and let's take this advice to our past, present, and future selves to part two. Yo, what's up, man?
Going on? This series is starting to feel like a Taylor Swift thing because we're calling it the college era.
Yeah,
our college era. Well, reminiscing on it at least.
It's the Eras Tour, right? I think that's what she called it.
Yeah. You better know they're gonna come after you hard.
I know, especially Jeff out there. If you hear this, Mr. Jeff Jacobs, he loves Taylor Swift. Yeah, huge fan. So big shout out to you, Mr. Jeff.
Nice. Well, at your bachelor party, we'll have to blast some for him.
Oh, for sure. And yeah, we're definitely doing that.
There we go. Perfect. Oh man. Yeah. No. This is gonna be a fun one because this is where we actually met. This is where our partnership. I don't know what I want to call it, but this is where our friendship began.
Yeah.
Friendship, business partnership. We were colleagues. So
it's it's cool. We were talking about it a little bit yesterday, after and before starting the series. We talk about reflecting a bunch, but it's cool that we can continue to find ways that we can reflect and find ways to make it almost like a learning experience for others and even us. You know, we learn more just as we speak and dive into these topics. So, the college era. I don't know what first comes to mind. My mind's going all over the place, and I guess in a good way. I'm just thinking about a bunch of different memories and stuff like that.
Don't do it. Stay out of debt. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, right?
College was great. College was great. It was worth it.
Best experience. Yeah, ever.
I think the way I've looked at it, because when I look back at the debt and paying off student loans and all that stuff that I'm still doing now, what is it? 5 years later? I don't know how long it's been since we graduated, but December of 2018. So that part sucks. But there's so many great friendships and experience that I learned, not just in the classroom, but outside the classroom. I'd say that's maybe I'll start there. Let me focus. I'm all over the place at the moment. So classroom side, I feel like that was the first time where I was actually learning something, enjoying it. And I don't know, I feel like I had a say in what I was learning. Yes, we had our core classes we had to do, but I originally went to Misericordia. My goal was to go into their physical therapy program. And when I was doing my undergrad, after I forget if it was the first semester or the first year, I realized I hated all the science stuff and I loved the business classes that I took because my undergrad was healthcare management. And at that point, I just stopped even focusing on trying to go through with the physical therapy. And I added a marketing minor instead that I started going after. So I think the biggest thing was, and maybe this isn't advice to myself, but advice to people out there, it's okay to change what you originally thought. For me, I didn't have to change majors. I just added a minor and it was actually pretty easy for me to do that. But if you find what you originally went for isn't making you happy, don't get yourself stuck in that for the rest of your life. So make the switch to something that you are enjoying a little bit more. Would be my first thing that comes to mind because I did that almost unintentionally. And it's one of the best decisions I ever made because I actually like what I do.
Wow, there's so many directions I want to take everything you just said because I have a note here to talk about identity, which I don't want to dive into just yet. But I talked about this with the high school era stuff, and it's really just trying to experience the most that you can. And I think, as you said, college allows you to pretty much find things that are more applicable for, your everyday life, and you're doing different subjects and different courses and just trying different lectures and classes in general, and you're able to see, hey, how can I use this in my future career and whatever it is? Like, you're able to start picturing more of a direction that, that you can go on. But I think it's also important to know that you don't need to figure it out just because it's the word college or it's you're at a university. Like, you don't have to figure everything out there. And I think my advice to myself then would be just calm down. You'll figure everything out. Because I know for myself, I panicked like very bad when I knew college was almost over. It's like, I don't know where I'm going and in what direction I'm going. And then I guess I'll just kind of tie that into the identity point. You know, it was easy for us to have the identity of, okay, we're just student athletes. And I know for myself, that's all I thought about. And I had this picture in my head of, hey, this is what post-graduation is going to look like. I'll keep playing in this league and doing this and doing that. And when those things didn't happen, it was the lost moment of, okay, I have not even a single sense of direction. But in reality, I did have a sense of direction. I had some courses that I took, some internships, like what can I do with those things? So yeah, I this is going to be a fun one to dive into even more.
Yeah, for sure. I think, I mean, because you were sports management, right? Was your official major?
Yeah, so similar to you, like I went in at Misericordia as a nursing major or a projected nursing major. So like, even I'll try to make it a long story short, the changing of majors, your point of bringing that up before, I went to state school for a year and I was supposed to go for phys ed, didn't really enjoy it or envision myself doing it. So I transfer out to the school in Pennsylvania where we met, and I was supposed to be a nursing major there. I took a microbiology course where I met Monica and hated it. I did so bad. It was first course that I ever really like was about to fail terribly in my life. So dropped that and I switched to sport management. And then even before that, there was a bunch of different changes for things that I got accepted into. So like, that's just a live example of, for any of our listeners that are like currently college grads or even kind of post grads, just keep exploring, keep exploring.
Gotta ask, what made you choose nursing?
We make a joke about it too. So like the Filipino side of my family, my mom's always like, you need to be a nurse. I don't know. It's kind of like bloodline, work in health, be a nurse if you're Filipino. So that's like the joke behind it. But then
yeah.
In a not so comical way, my mom got sick. She got diagnosed with breast cancer. And when she did, you know, you're spending a lot of time in hospitals and you're seeing people that are making a change. And I'm like, okay, I can kind of see myself in this health field. Everybody's helping my mom in this form. And it's like, maybe I could see myself doing that. So that's essentially it. The funny and the serious way of what kind of made me think, hey, nursing. But it's cool. I'm still essentially in preventative care, just not in a nursing setting.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same general idea, except you're trying to avoid people having to go see nurses and doctors and all that. So it's pretty cool. And you're living out Joe Coy's mother's dream.
All of it. Now go to the garage.
I was going to say, for those of you that haven't seen Joe Coy, go watch his specials on Netflix.
Please do.
That was one of the best things about our college era, that when we discovered Joe Coy and started listening to his stuff, that was hilarious. Those were some great times.
Well, I guess I'll even use that as I've brought up experiences in general. I think college is great because, again, you can make some serious friendships. And we've talked about our friendship a few times. And, you know, there's a list of people that we've met that we still still in contact with and still friends with. But you know, with the relationships, you get opportunities to live with other people and you get to learn how that's going to be and you get to grow together. And for us, I think it was pivotal because it's like, hey, we're understanding how to pay bills on time. Hey, this is how you pay rent. Like, these are all things that maybe you don't really learn in the school, in the classroom setting, but you do just because you're in that time, college era, you're old enough to do those things. So I would definitely re-advise my younger self to, hey, try to live on your own a little bit, and you could do it with friends. You don't have to be completely alone.
Yeah, definitely. And rent a sketchy house to start. It makes it more fun and exciting. Our house.
Do we share the bat story?
Yeah, go ahead. I think you tell it best. So, because I wasn't there for the beginning, I don't think, right? You walked into it, and then I came up 20 minutes later after you. I could be wrong. Maybe. Or we were coming from the same place. I don't remember.
Like a, I'll try to paint the picture. So
I just know it was the winter. I do know that.
I was going to say, I think it's like late fall or early winter. Jason and I believe we work together. I think either way, let's just say it's late fall, early winter. It's really cold. We're in the middle of northeastern Pennsylvania or whatever you call it. And
that's right,
yeah, we're in Dallas, Pennsylvania, not Texas. And, you know, you when we walk in through the back, that's where our driveway is. It's really, really dark. You open the back door, which is a kitchen entrance. Feel like we open the fan door or the screen door, whatever you want to call it. Then you open up the main door, we turn on the light switch, and all of a sudden there's a thing flying up in the air in circles. And I probably screamed, and I wanted Jason to protect me. And we stood outside with the door open. So like you guys know the on like doors, you can push that little tab all the way at the end and it leaves the door open. If you can visualize it. Visualize that the door open, it's pitch black outside, but the light in the kitchen's on and Jason and I are standing outside. I'm in a panic. I want him to hold me. He won't hold me. And there's just a bat flying around inside. And to this day, I'm assuming it flew away. I don't know.
It did not come out of the house. I know that, but because we were lucky that someone, either me or Marquise, must have sweeped up that day because the broom was in the like right inside the kitchen.
Oh yeah.
So we like ran in and grabbed that, and then we slowly creeped in the house, like just ready, on alert, ready to hit this thing if it starts flying towards us.
Oh yeah.
And then we never found it. We called our landlord, he came and sprayed some of that like that foam stuff that fills holes in the attic to fill a bunch of holes that were up there. So I'm like, all right, there's just bats in our attic. And then we found that that Angry Orchard apple. Remember that?
That
the,
like, was punching bag crazy. Or whatever?
Yeah, just yeah. In the attic.
Yeah, and then there's I think he said that he found bird droppings or bat droppings up there too. So yeah, that was crazy. Speaking of our landlord, I think another funny thing, and I'll try not to get lost in all the memories, but you guys got to picture this too. So our landlord's pretty nice guy. He works in a church, so he can sing. I'm just going to start off by saying that. Jason and I would like to watch some minor league. Do we call it minor league? It's minor league baseball. So yeah, minor league baseball. Team. Yeah, it's great. You watch it in Pennsylvania. Like you get some cheap beers. You enjoy a game in the sun. So we're sitting there not even thinking anything. Also, our landlord comes out and he sings, what was it, the Star Spangled Banner or like just the national anthem, whichever one?
I honestly don't remember what they sang at the game because normally I don't think they sing at those games every time, but he belted it out.
Oh, he sang it. And I have it on Snap Memory, so I might have to search it. But we found our landlord at the field and he was singing and we were like, wait a second, is that him? So that was an experience too in itself.
Fun fact, that was actually who I made my first sale to, not like in the sense of like selling things, but you remember the fridge we had that wasn't actually ours, but it was the guys that were there before us left it for us and just gave it to us. And when we were leaving, we were saying, yeah, like you can buy it from us instead.
Yeah.
It popped up in my phone because when I got my Mac, it pulled all my old messages in.
Wow.
All my old texts. And I had like the negotiation of me and him going back and forth. I was like, I mean, we're taking a loss on this for us, but we didn't pay a dime. And we were never going to move the fridge out of there anyway. He just assumed we were. He walked up to us and said it. So that's where I made my first sale. I learned something.
I was going to say, you were always meant to do sales there.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Well, that's the lesson in it. That's the advice. Just find experience there. we were able to find Jason some sales experience just by trying to negotiate a fridge out of our apartment.
Yep. Yep. This is the learning lessons out of this one are not going to be big. There's not going to be many, but a lot of good stories. All right. On the we got two other things that we did together that we could dive into. Football being one, where we met, how we met. I think I kind of touched on our last episode, but going in, I wish that I had a better idea of like how to truly train so I could be more ready going in my freshman year too. Mm-hmm. And then just build on it from there. But I think it was going into our junior year. That was when we started living together. We started doing, we had like, I don't know, it was kind of like the starting getting the feel of like how to structure things out to where you could have a good exercise routine, have a job, all that. So I'm going to try to tie something in here that's a little bit of a lesson. But because we had multiple different commitments, because you had, I think, a work study that you were doing for like the print shop. We worked at the what's it called, country club together as banquet servers. And then somewhere in between all that, we always had to find time to get our lift in or our conditioning or whatever, like the thing of the day was that we had to do. And I think with all that, it came a lot of planning, coordinating with us and even like our other friends that would come work out with us from time to time. So I don't know, something about time management, but I think we did a pretty good job of balancing, because that was also, that summer for me was the best like gains that I had going into any season. And I think we all crushed our conditioning test that.
Oh, and that was the most fun we've had too, like going into camp that whole summer. I even think that was the summer that we went to Boston for the first time. And again, that's kind of sidetracked from this, but I got to bring it up on here, right? We were the other night, we were just talking about, because we celebrate our anniversary, and I asked Monica, I'm like, what are some of your favorite moments and memories that we have? And I swear to God, not just because we're on this, she said one of our first major Boston trips when Jason and Megan came to Boston. Like, that was the first thing she said. And I was like, you know, that really was. It was a wholesome trip. But with all that being said, we were able to find the balance and everything. But I think the advice that I would give ourselves in that timeline, there were times that it felt hectic. Like, how are we going to get all this stuff done? The advice I would give is, it's almost like a cliche saying, just keep going. Because this is going to prepare you for more than you know. And, you know, it's at that time, you know, we weren't graduating that year, but you're prepping, courses are more specific towards your major. You're maybe working more. If you're in sports or clubs, you're doing that. The house party times is almost over. So you're trying to learn how to like live or go out as far as like an older adult. How does that even look like? Or what does that feel like? So you're learning all these different things at once, but it essentially prepares you for after college. You'll start to understand how to manage your time a little bit more, how to manage relationships a little bit more, and just experience life after a little bit more.
Yeah, no, that's really good advice. Cause even our football house kind of got shut down after a while.
Yeah. All of it. It's like, what do you even do?
Yeah. So yeah, for sure. College hack. Here we go. Cause I think this was one of our greatest finds, and it was working at the banquet hall together at the country club. We worked as banquet servers. And because of that, we saved a lot of money on groceries. Cause anything that's left over, like servers get to take home, and me and Iz, like it was us. And then for the most part, I think it was all other like just female servers, and they never wanted to take the food. So we would just fill up to-go container after to-go container after every shift, and our fridge would just be stocked with whatever they had at their weddings or whatever it was. So I think that was one big thing for us, is we didn't have to spend the money we were making there on food, because we were just taking food home with us for the most part. And it's like, it's good quality food. Like it's not junk. Like it's real meat, like mashed potatoes, whatever kind of potatoes. And typically it's good food too. So that's going to be the big hack. Find a banquet hall to work at, so you don't have to pay for groceries as often.
That is a good hack. Now that I really think about that, because I was, you know, with that topic, I'm just thinking, OK, the quote unquote skills that you learn and how to be a server and a waiter and all these different things there. But that really is a hack. Like there's, you know, in college, everybody's trying to find ways to save money. And actually, I guess that's the advice, too, is like, it's like always remember some of the ways that you used to save money in college, because you could kind of carry that with you. Like, granted, if we were working at a restaurant now on the side or as an actual career or whatever the case, it's like you could take that food with you. But either way, it's like the skills that are being learned there. That's definitely a good way to phrase that. Yeah. A college hack. Yeah. Work at a banquet hall or a restaurant. It's definitely a good tip there.
Yep. Nope. Love that. And we really stepbrothered the whole experience. Like we interviewed together, not together together, but we went in, we applied the same day. We interviewed on the same day back to back. So we just drove up together and waited for each other to be done. Like it was basically just like when they're going around, like you hire him, you hire me.
Yeah. I think we literally quit at the same time too, because of like sports and everything.
Yep.
Came in together, left together.
Yeah, sorry, my work bestie left, so I'm quitting too.
I just remember it being like, no offense to them, but it was almost like the best moment that when we were done working there too, because it just became a little too much.
It did, yeah. I don't know. One, it was fun in the summer, and then like after the summer was over, it just, there was too many other things, too many other commitments, plus schoolwork added on top of it, that it was just, it was too much. But
yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, that's, man. Good times too.
You have any other tips, hacks, anything like that that you want to share as we kind of wrap up here today?
Well, I was going to mention something about books and things like that, but people can find that online. Because at this point in time, I feel like everything is so digital. Ours were to a certain point, but I feel like now things have just changed. So I don't even know what college would feel like now, to be honest. That's how you know we're getting kind of old.
What is it? Quizlet?
Well, you remember the marketing and management course that we took? Oh, like, so when it came to studying, I guess that would be the other advice. Yeah, the other advice would be find people that you can actually like study and learn from. It's literally, that was literally prepping us for masterminding these things now. It's like you learn how to bounce ideas off of each other and learn together.
I don't know. We used to use like the library rooms or just like an empty classroom. To be honest, I don't even remember what we used to do. I just remember it because every year when it comes up on your Snap story, you send me a video of me jump roping in the library.
Oh, it's like, the best thing.
Little private room. And I feel like an idiot every time, but
no,
I love it.
Our routine used to be like huge whiteboard, write everything out there. We would create acronyms to remember certain things. And then we would get little breaks in between when we're brain dead and do some jumping jacks and whatever the case. And
little exercise.
Little exercise. Watch
some highlight tapes of our teammates. Something.
All of it.
Something. Yeah. So, yeah. All good times. All good times.
I guess my last thing that just came to mind is if, you know, somebody out there is either going to transfer to a bigger school, just start a community school, stay at a community school, whatever the case. My advice, just because I found it really refreshing to us and the lessons and the friendships and things like that, is don't shy away from going to school away from your hometown. And again, I understand like if one college isn't the thing you're looking to do, or, you know, you're really looking to save and you're going to stay local. There's nothing wrong with that, but find ways to branch away from your hometown and places that you've essentially grew up in, even just familiar territory, because you're going to learn so much more. I think that really helped us too.
Yeah. Well, I went to college in my hometown.
But you know what I mean? Like you spent a lot of time like on campus and with us and stuff. So that's a prime example of, I lived away, but you quote unquote did it, but you were always with us on campus and stuff like that.
The big thing is, college hack. If you do go to college in your hometown, treat it like you don't.
Yeah.
That I feel like, see, my experience with that, and we'll get into it more in the next one, is post-college. I didn't really have that away from home experience where I had the ability to really, like, you know, like I did, like you're saying, but if I ever need anything, mom and dad's house is 20 minutes away, right? And moving to Florida was really my big like turning point of, okay, time to pick yourself up because everything's on you now. So we'll dive more into that next time.
Do we have any quick, I don't want to phrase it, like a preview transition into next episode?
I think our next one, we'll do like immediate post-college,
Yeah,
I don't think we were originally planning it, but that feels like a good transition, because I feel like me and you both went through a lot in those periods that I know I have my own things that I would like to say to myself and I think could be valuable for other people to hear and learn from.
Well, we'll definitely do
probably the same. So
no, we'll definitely do post-college into kind of like current, and then we could.
Yeah, like now.
If we give a bonus one after that, that'll be our advice of future selves.
Love it. There you go, guys. Yeah. You heard there the planning. You hear what it is. It's as simple as that. Now a decision's made. We have our recording schedule. So with that, guys, thank you for tuning into another episode of Action Ignited. I hope you enjoyed today. Probably today more for the laughs than the lessons, but there's some lessons sprinkled in there. You just got to work hard to pull them out. With that, if you're new, subscribe to the podcast, as well as share it with a friend if you thought that it's provided some value and made you laugh, whatever. Additionally, as I said at the top, if you ever have any questions for us, things you'd like us to cover that fall within the topics that we can help with, feel free to send it to us on social media at Action Ignited on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, or the email in the show notes of the podcast episode today. And with that, I don't have anything cool to say about the college era, something about Taylor Swift, but stay ignited.